For Pompeia DeSanto Owens, the worst part of her early illness with COVID-19, before it put her in the hospital, was being isolated from her family.
I mean, you could talk to your family, but nobody could actually come over or even saw me or any of it, you know, and trust me, being 100% Italian, that's painful in itself.
DeSanto Owens has lived in the Buffalo area since her family immigrated from Italy when she was 2. She's 64 now and lives in Tonawanda alone, but she has 3 adult children in the area. Of course, once she got sick, they couldn't come over anymore. And they really started to get worried when she stopped answering phone calls and texts in mid-March.
So then my friends started calling my son or my daughter. And then my ex-husband came over and we went to the ambulance. Now, let me just say this. I did go to the hospital prior to that, and they sent me home.
Unfortunately, her viral pneumonia only got worse. And by the time DeSanto Owens was admitted to the St. Joseph campus of Sisters of Charity Hospital, she had to be intubated and put on a ventilator. She ended up being in an induced coma for about 10 days, but she survived.
One of the physician's assistants had called my daughter and said, you know, we want to stay in touch with your mom. We consider her a miracle. So, you know, that in itself was like sort of mind-boggling and emotional and very humbling and very like, how do you deal with that? Who are you now? You know, what are you now?
DeSanto Owens has been struggling with these questions ever since she was released from the hospital in mid-April. After getting home, she found herself wishing she had someone to talk to, someone who understood what she had gone through. And then she remembered that phone call from the physician assistant.
I couldn't find him. I wanted to get in touch with him. I mean, months and months went by. I called Buffalo General because somebody told me he might be a...
Eventually, she got a lead through her primary care doctor.
I said, honestly, I think this guy is from Buffalo Medical Group. I would love for you to be able to find him for me. And she did.
I got a message from one of the primary care doctors asking for my phone number. And I was a little bit confused by that. And then she said it was for Pompeia. And then I had to take a second. I'm like, oh, geez, okay.
Griffin Kramer is a physician assistant hospitalist who helped care for DeSanto Owens during her last 2 days in the hospital. He also got to discharge her at a time when he says there was very little good news coming out of St. Joe's.
She's the first person I got to successfully see go home. And definitely a not common story of someone being in the ICU as long as she was.
When they finally got on the phone, it was cathartic. Keep in mind that DeSanto Owens didn't really remember Kramer because she was so heavily medicated at the hospital.
Now you talk about an emotional conversation with somebody I felt linked to without ever seeing this man, without ever knowing this man. But because I knew he was with me, I felt connected. I did not want to get off the phone with him. I felt like he was there with me. He knew me. He knew what I went through.
Lots of other people had their hands and hearts in getting her home. And I got to be the lucky one to have the credit in her eyes, but there's so many people who had a big part in that. But that was pretty cool. It was pretty emotional when she called too. So I'm not the most emotional person, but hearing her over the phone and how she was kind of breaking up on the phone, that had me feeling quite similarly too.
You know, I just said, you know, I thank you. I thank you for everything you did when you were there. And I don't know how to thank you. I don't know what to say. And he said, you know, Pompeia, you have thanked me. You survived.
Kramer is 27, still in the early years of his medical career. And just like his first patient ever, he says he expects not to forget DeSanto Owens anytime soon.
Especially the first person to be discharged, till be somebody 100% will remember. I would expect the rest of my life.
For her part, DeSanto Owens says saying goodbye to Kramer was like sending one of her own kids off to college. Kramer says it's definitely not as bad as that.
I pretty frequently make a joke with the patients that I see, like, hope I don't see you again. And if I do, it's like at Wegmans, not here.
This parting, he says, is a good goodbye. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.